Thanks, Quincy. It's great to be here, and I'm Mike Lines, and these are the Stabs. And here we go.
One, two, three. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlin. I got crusty fuck Josh here with me. How you doing, Josh?
Getting drunk enough to
I'm not as thick as you drunk I am. It doesn't sound that way. Here's the Stabs. Fuck you. All right, that was Mike Blanks and the Stabs live at the Meat Locker. How the fuck are you motherfuckers doing? Thanks for tuning in to the show. Now, as you heard, stuttering through the intro, I got my man, that crusty fuck, Josh here. Josh, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm kind of trying to figure out why I stopped drinking rum when I was a kid.
I know. This is what I'm saying, dude, right? Like, you know, if you've been listening to the Pogo Show, I've been drinking vodka forever, right? And at the Stabs' first band practice, Brock didn't have any mixer for vodka, and he said, I got some Coke and some rum. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to make a rum and Coke. I took one sip, and I was like, I forgot how much I love rum and Cokes. I am drinking rum and Cokes from now on like I'm 16 again. Because that's what we, except we used to use 151. But yeah, rum.
Like double, triple shots of 151.
Quick story talking about doubles and triples. Now, Joshy Poo wasn't present for this one, but Josh's older brother was like my best friend, Zach, right? And he's been on here a couple of times. And we were all down in LBI, Long Beach Island in New Jersey. Me, Josh's brother Zach, and our two girlfriends. And fucking, we were 17, and we're on like the main strip in LBI, and we're just walking in liquor store to liquor store saying we need an ATM machine or ice, one or the other. And we're just going in there and we're just sticking bottles of liquor in our pants and walking out because, you know, that's what. That was the things me and your brother used to do.
I remember I
shoved a 2-liter bottle down, or what was it? It was some kind of rum. But either way, it was the first time, because in Pennsylvania you couldn't get Everclear. It was the first time we ever seen grain alcohol, Everclear. And Zach was like, holy shit, and shoved it right in his pants. We walk out. What are you saying? You look like you're gonna say something.
I've seen Zach accidentally chug like half a water bottle full of in the morning when he was hungover.
Yeah, that's
and
sucks.
Dehydrated.
But anyway, so Zach, neither one of us had ever had Everclear at the time. We go back to this place we were staying at, this really nice beach house, and fucking. Me and your brother, we got to be ultra tough, so we had to take double shots of Everclear for our first time. Just so when I was 31 years old, we could say we took double shots. That's the sole reason why. So I just got this shot glass. It was stained blue, like a Catholic window, like stained glass. It was like
stained glass, blue.
Yeah. Yeah. And all we did, and Zach had one as well, all we did was pour in the double shots for some dumb reason, hold it up to our face, give it a whiff.
It
was in there.
It.
Oh, it doesn't matter. We didn't puke either way. It was in. I'm about to puke now thinking about it, but we didn't puke then. It was in the glasses for 5 seconds. We take these fucking double shots, right? And then we chased them with rum Okay. And by the time I was done with the shot, the Everclear stripped the paint out of the glass. The glass was now clear. The glass that was blue when I poured the drink that went into my body, it was blue at the time, and it stripped it out and made it clear.
That sounds like Charlie Day would love that to do that.
Yes, exactly.
Wild paint drinking.
Now, we haven't done a wild card in a while. We're not going to do one at the moment, but maybe while some songs, while some punk rock are playing, you and me will have to think of a good wild card. Second show of the night, maybe you can tell by the letters that I'm missing and the words I'm saying, we're a little drunk.
A little bit.
Un poquito for our Latino friends. But don't worry, we got some fuego coming at you. So I have absolutely nothing queued up, so I'm really talking out of my ass. I don't know what we have coming at you. I do know St. Patrick's Day is coming. So, Josh, you got any plans for St. Patrick's Day?
Just about the same that I usually do. Just, you know, same thing as every day. Get blackout drunk, except that one day I have an excuse. So, yeah, fuck you, St. Patrick's Day.
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world. That's what
Pinky
you sounded
the
like.
Brain, Pinky and the
drunk. Well, hopefully Josh doesn't get banned from the pubs on St. Patrick's Day. Here's Peter and the Test Tube Babies. Always welcome on Pogo City Radio. That was Peter and the Test Tube Babies. Let's stick with the classics and do some Stiff Little Fingers, Suspect Device. We'll be right back.
that with stiff little fingers with suspect device.
Pogo City. Motherfucking radio right there. Now, if you've been listening to the show, you know Pogo got like this new ice cube machine that like I am so totally like my dick is hard over this goddamn ice machine that I picked up at Home Depot a couple weeks ago. And Josh, it's sexy as fuck, is it not?
Yeah, and it works great. And I have a strong feeling that Rick has an ice cube machine on a spaceship.
Yes, Rick and Morty, of course.
English, motherfucker,
oh, wrong button.
Do you speak it?
That's what I was going for. Oh, how have we not hit this one?
Riggity, riggity.
That's, that was the... That was the proper button that should have been used.
Yeah.
Should have been used.
We should label those things.
Yeah, maybe. Except they're reprogrammable. You know what's funny? I used to remember them, and I haven't even changed them. And for some reason, from now on, I don't remember where they are at all anymore. I'm getting kind of drunk. How about you?
I'm getting there.
I want to play Mortal Kombat some more. We were playing the first Mortal Kombat. I'm not going to lie. Josh was kicking my ass. In the first Mortal Kombat.
And then we switched to three.
Three, and I, like, destroyed him, like, five straight. I just, like, bent him over and, like, just did him with no lube. Five straight.
Yeah, no, we're about, you know, I got Sean, which is more old school. You're older than me, so theoretically you should be better at me at one.
At what? I know, but see, here's the deal. I used to play one at the Boys and Girls Club in Union back in the day, except it was an arcade game. So it was totally different. It was like with the five buttons and the joystick.
Yeah.
And that's the more, even though it's the same exact game, but the controls are not at all the same, that's the Mortal Kombat that I played.
Yeah, so
and
you kind of get it
yeah.
down quick.
And then when I did have my Sega. I was always a Sega kid.
Sega!
And, Sega! But I did have, I think we had Mortal Kombat 3, and then, I don't know, but yeah, Mortal Kombat, not to mention the movie, Sonya, hot as fuck, she's also the girl from Love Stinks, that comedy movie, and Billy Madison, she plays his love interest, the blonde, that's Sonya,
the teacher,
that's Sonya,
I forget her name,
so
but
I can't think of it either, she's also in Love Stinks with French Stewart, which is one of the funniest goddamn movies of all time, you may have never heard of it, French Stewart, he was the squinty-eyed guy from Third Rock from the Sun, if you remember that show. Kind of like a Mork from Ork type thing.
Yeah.
Fucking aliens coming to Earth and blah, blah, blah. Pretty funny. But he did this movie about a couple breaking up and palimony payments. And it's one of the funniest movies of all time. And if you can find it, look for Love Stinks with French Stewart and that blonde chick who is hot as fuck that played Sonya in the first Mortal Kombat movie. Yes.
Yeah, no, I love that role.
Like of Sonya?
Yeah, that was
casting. She'll wrap her thighs around my face anytime.
That was casting perfectly.
You were like, yes,
yo,
I like
when we
that.
End up playing Mortal Kombat, I call Sonya.
Okay, you can have her, my man. I just want her in bed. You can have her in the game.
She actually sucks in the game. I hope she's better in bed than in the game.
I hope she's better in bed. I don't know, them good-looking girls lots of times, they can be a dead fish here and there.
Yeah.
All the feminists have just left the show. Okay.
Oh, boy.
We're going to head out west, catch up with Mike Palm and the boys in Agent Orange with their classic Bloodstains.
Fast cars, cheap bills.
Agent Orange with Bloodstains on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Now, I've been, you know, I just picked up some new gear because I'm doing, you know, that band. What that band I haven't told you guys about it. Have I? The Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol band? I haven't mentioned them at all, right? All right. But I have some new gear, and I figure, you know, there's some music nerds out there. I know there's definitely some punk rock nerds out there. And you guys might know what I'm talking about, might be interested in it. Now, I picked up this awesome new pedal that Devil John recommended to me. Now, fucking Devil John, you guys might remember from a show's fucking years ago. He used to be on here all the time about fucking 2 years ago. But John's, you know, he's a sound guy, you know what I'm saying? And he was begging me to buy this Source Audio programmable EQ. It was about $160. He was begging me to buy this like John was going to make money off the goddamn thing, which he was not. So since John was just so persistent and begging me to buy this pedal because he's seen me playing a video with this Fender half stack, the Fender Rumble I got over there, the 210 cab with the Fender Rumble 500 head. He seen me playing it, and he was like, you got to buy this pedal. It's going to take that thing to the next level. And he wants me to pick up this EQ, and I'm like, ah, dude, I'm like, I don't understand frequency enough to buy a $150 pedal to do that with. I was like, he's begging me to buy it. I was like, you better be here the day it shows up and show me how to use this goddamn thing. And John came over and we ran a bunch of different EQs through here. Yo, this thing really does sound great. So it's definitely, I mean, if you're going out and you're playing in different venues, you know what I mean? And also if you just really, and I'm using the distortion on the amp too, but it just, I have a sound that I want to get, and this thing really helps me get there. So, shout out to Devil John in recommending me this pedal that you guys might want to check out yourself. But either way, here's a track you guys should want to check out. Here is Bad Brains with Band in DC. HR and DC's Bad Brains. Hope you guys liked that one.
Yeah, no, I definitely did. I was thinking that you never got a new bass, did you?
That's the bass I was playing in high school. The Ibanez SR-480. I love it.
Didn't that like break somebody's jaw or something?
Okay, so Sean, good old Sean Bedlam, who was supposed to be here tonight, but he's a bit sandy. He's a bit sandy. But yeah, so Sean, we used to do this whole unseen thing where, like, you know, the drummer used to come out and sing and we'd switch. People would move around like the unseen, like how Mark would jump on the drums and Paul would play guitar and vice versa. And we all used to do that. And Sean was singing. And I don't remember what happened. I think I was kind of being a diva. Surprise, surprise. And I got mad and I went to go throw my bass up. Well, I did. I threw that bass up and the tuning machine came flying down and caught Sean in the lip.
Oh, right
now,
no.
An Ibanez SR-480 is heavy. It's big. It's a long neck. It's the extended scale. And fucking, it's heavy. And I threw this shit up and it came down and Sean looked at me and I could just see in his eyes how much pain he was in as I look at him and he's gushing blood. And he goes, "Dude, what the fuck, man?" Bleeding profusely. And we're trying to clean. I feel so bad. And I'm looking at him. We're cleaning it up. I look at his face. I can literally see his teeth through the hole in upper lip, right above his lip, like where a mustache is, but he didn't have a mustache. I can see his gum and his tooth, and I'm like, oh fuck. And he's like, he knows it was an accident and he's trying not to be mad, but like you could see he's in a tremendous amount of pain and gushing blood. And we had to take him to the hospital and they surgical glued. The next morning I see Sean in the hallway. He's like, "Yo man, what the fuck?" A little bit more pissed off, and I'm looking at him and I'm like, "Dude, is it okay?" He's like, "I had to get that shit glued together." They surgical glued his lip back together because I threw my bass up in the air and it came down crashing into Sean's face.
I mean, you could have just gotten some super glue and like a gauge and
that's
stuck a gauge
pretty
in
much
there
what they did. Yeah,
it,
that's pretty much what gauge. They did. That would have been the more DIY version, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hopefully not. I mean, hopefully most DIY people wouldn't do that.
I feel like, though, at the job sites I used to work at when I used to do carpentry, that is exactly what we would do. How many times have you used duct tape as a Band-Aid or a bandage?
I can't count.
Exactly. That sounds like something.
Yeah.
Totally. No.
Electric tape is
electrical
good.
Tape.
And electricians are bitches, so they give up their tape real quick.
Bunch of fucking biatches. Yo, I completely agree. Anybody who works in a job like that knows that electricians are assholes. And what they do is they come in and they make this huge mess and they leave all these fucking wire casings everywhere and they just leave it all on the floor. They come in, they drill in your fucking drywall and then they're like, "Oh, wait, no." And they put an extra hole in there because they didn't do it right. And then they just leave all this garbage everywhere and they just bail.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, everybody knows it.
It's bad.
Yeah. Electricians suck.
No, I've seen job sites destroyed because of them.
Electricians are the drummers of the construction, the residential construction industry.
Definitely not the bass players. Wait, or are they?
No, it's the drummers that suck. I always said I was racist against drummers.
It's always
the drummers that create the problems.
He's an instrumentalist.
Yes, I'm an instrumentalist. All right, so lots of times we play a lot of DIY bands on here. We tell people to hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Give us your demos, but we haven't been doing much of that tonight. We've been playing a little bit more, which we don't normally do. I feel like we've been playing a lot more like known old school songs. And I'm going to keep on doing it right now.
Yeah, no, I'm down.
I mean, a quick recap. We have played The Descendants. We have played Stiff Little Fingers, Bad Brains, Agent Orange. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to play another one.
I'm kind of feeling something wild here.
Oh, so you want me to go in a different direction and do a wild card?
Did we do one last episode? I can't
remember. No, we haven't, but do you have one in mind?
Oh, I don't know. Throw on something that's queued up and we will figure one out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I was originally going to play was The Misfits with Danzig on vocals and Last Caress. So here it is now, Pogo City Radio. The Misfits with the Last Caress. Now, my boy Josh was asking to hear a Pogo City wild card, which is where we play something a little off format. But he didn't have anything in mind, so he just wanted to hear something random. So I went, I don't know, why don't we play some Frank Zappa? And Josh was like, all right, let's do some Frank Zappa. Now, this is coming off the double album, Chic Your Booty. And I just had it in front of me, and now I can't find it. God damn it, Josh, talk about something. I cannot let this happen.
Let's talk about this song. Like, while we were talking about picking this song, I brought up that there's a house, like, kind of close to Pogo, that whenever you drive by it, there's a big painting of Frank Zappa.
A big flag hung in a bay window and the third story. It's giant.
It's huge. Yeah. It's like at least
it's
like
a big flag in a bay window on the third floor.
I think they're paintings.
Yeah, it's like that Pogo flag. That's what I mean. It's a painting, but it's on a big piece of material.
Frank Zappa.
Banner. That's the word I should use. Banner.
Banner. Or tapestry. Hand-painted tapestry.
Wow. There you go, Josh. A hand-painted tapestry. Now, I am looking for Broken Hearts Are For Assholes. And this is one of my all-time favorite songs. And I'm sure some ladies know why. Here is Frank Zappa, and it's this week's Pogo City.
Some of you might not agree, but you probably likes a lot of misery. But think a while and you will see. Broken hearts are for assholes. Broken hearts are for assholes. Broken hearts are for assholes. And you're an asshole too. What you gonna do? Cause you're an asshole. Maybe
you think you're a lonely guy. And maybe you think you're too tough to cry. So you went to the grape just to give it a try. And Dagmar,
Father Doth, the ugliest son of a bitch I've ever seen in my life,
was his name.
One, two, three, four!
The whisker sticking out from underneath of his pancake makeup.
And yet he was a beautiful lady.
Nearly drove you insane.
Let's talk about leather.
And so you kissed a little sailor.
Tex Abel starring in the latest Shepherd's production.
From Spain.
Sir Richard Pumpolo.
You sniffed the reeking buns of angel.
The tail of a demented bread boffer.
And acted like it was cocaine.
Fine whole wheat loaf.
You were dazzled by the exciting new costume of Coco.
Then on Tuesday night, Caesar's back in town.
In a way you can't explain.
Facing off the Holtz Bar tag team
and
grudge
so
match.
And so you
with
work along with Michael.
179 pounds of Samoan dynamite.
Which gave your back an awful strain.
Volcanic hell.
But you came back on Sunday for the gong show.
Thursday, two nights.
But you forgot what I was saying. Cause you're an asshole, you're an asshole, that's right. You're an asshole, you're an asshole, yes, yes. You're an asshole, you're an asshole, that's right. You're an asshole, you're an asshole. You can't live with what you've been through. Well, ladies, you can be an asshole too. You might pretend you ain't got one on the bottom of you. But don't fool yourself, girl. It's looking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's winking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's blinking at you. That's why I say I'm gonna ram it. Ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Cornhole!
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Fistfuck.
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Wristwatch, Crisco.
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Pud.
Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right up your poop shoe.
Aye, aye, aye.
Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right up your poop shoe.
Aye, 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 aye.
Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right up your...
I knew you'd be surprised.
Frank Zappa in this week's Pogo City.
Wildcard,
the Pogo City wildcard. Frank Zappa. There you go. Broken hearts are for assholes. Chic your booty. And now I think maybe we're gonna play two more, and the first one, the Queers with Punk Rock Girls. Josh, talk real quick while I type this.
I know we already mentioned it. I think the first episode that we recorded tonight, that
we'll mention it.
We saw
Stizza
and Crazy in the Brains play Punk Rock Girls.
Oh yes, yeah. We did. We were talking. No. No, that was that's the Dead Milkman.
Yeah,
we're talking about the Queers.
Oh,
different.
Is it a cover? On
no, it's
the
different
other?
Songs.
Oh.
This is Yummy Yummy Punk Rock Girls. This is Punk Rock Girls.
Oh, okay,
you were talking
song.
About Punk Rock Girl.
Oh yeah, punk
singular.
Rock girl. Okay,
you're
talking.
Yeah, close enough. But
yeah,
thank
singular,
you for
plural,
filling time
you know.
While I found the song, because it did in fact work. So
okay.
Here's the
we
Queers with Punk Rock Girls.
It's not
on
what
Pogo
I wanted,
City
but okay.
Radio.
Leather jacket, stupid boyfriends, worried book guys, life is just a ball. High top tracks and bubble gum, and oh my gosh, I'd love, love, love them all. There's a clue, the style's never crimped. Too much of anything and everyone is amped. Well, don't get hot and bothered. Listen, I know I got problems. I know just what this goofy world needs. Yummy, yummy, punk rock girls. 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 I wish they all were punk rock girls. The
finished the Lamas. Me and Dr. Frank have both decided that we love him more than Toast. I wish they let me share their bubble gum and let me hang with them, and life would be so fun. I should be sedated, cause my heart is all inflated. I guess I gotta get me one or two. Yummy, yummy punk rock girls. 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 I wish they all were punk rock girls. I don't know where I'm going, but I know. Yummy, yummy punk rock girls. 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 I wish they all were punk rock girls.
Riggity, riggity,
Rexon!
All right, that was the Queers right there with Punk Rock Girls on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, me and my man Josh want to thank you for downloading and checking out Pogo City Radio, and remind you to go over to Facebook.com/Pogo City Radio and Facebook.com/The Stabs. That's Facebook.com/The SDABS, Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. Like both those pages. Follow us on Instagram at Pogo City Radio. Always posting shit from lots of different cool bands. And it's the easiest way to find the show. So also, if you guys like the show, please give it a 5-star rating wherever you're listening, or a share, a comment, whatever. Remember, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Pogo City Radio. And yeah, if you guys are in the Connecticut area, remember to check out Mike Blanks and the Stabs in Connecticut, April 27th. So, Josh, you got anything to say before we get out of here, my man?
I hope I'm around for April the 27th.
I hope you are around for much longer besides April the 27th. But yes, indeed. We are going to get out of here with one of Josh's favorite tracks. He did not request it, but I am playing it. Now, I don't know which version he likes better, but I know which version I like better. And I'm talking about a track called Born to Die. Now, I have the original Choking Victim version queued up. Josh, which one do you like better, Leftover Crack or Choking Victim?
I like the Choking Victim intro.
Me too!
Yeah.
Me too. Okay, see, I like the Choking Victim intro. I don't like the gospel choir Leftover Crack one. I don't like it how it's like a little out of timing on purpose. Don't like it. But the ending, but the ending of the Leftover Crack version, I like better than the ending of the Choking Victim song. Once they get past the bridge, we'll call it the part that it redoes the intro, going to bed, God is dead type deal. After it gets to that part, I like the Leftover Crack version. But I think as a whole, I like the Choking Victim version more. Which one do you go with more?
If I'm going to, like, look it up and play it, it depends on, like, what I'm looking up for. If it's for me to listen to, I usually go with, like, Leftover Crack because it cues up to more songs. But, like, if I'm showing it to other people,
it's the
like,
digital age.
I'll show them, like, the Choking Victim version typically first.
See, we're going to play the Choking Victim version, and we're going to get out of here. Thanks for downloading. Remember to check out next week's episode and all the episodes in the archives. Catch you guys next week. Here's Choking Victim with Born to Die.
Pogo City Radio.
Born to die, and you get to sit and watch your TV.
face it, believe the lies for your eyes. Credit cards and apple pie, 50 stars to blind your eyes, 13 stripes to hypnotize. Free thought is gone, you'll never see, you're just a boy. You'll die tomorrow, but today your empty dreams just fade away. Evaporate, dissolve the hate while you survive and wait until a lifeless fade. Your stupid life just fiddle on, you sleep for others and then you're gone. Sense of autonomy when I'm flipping in my squad. That empty void was never filled, but the dreams of others you have killed. You justify one thing go wrong. Don't you know that dreams don't die the day you're born? We have no God. There's only ignorance left. No reasons why.